Cowboys have been the surprise packet in the National Rugby League this year. They probably haven't surprised themselves. Todd Payton done an outstanding job. As they say in the classics, he got the right blend of youth and experience. They brought in Chad Townsend, and they brought in our next guest as well, Peter Hicku. It's been a masterstroke. He's on the line right now. Peter, good afternoon.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Going very well. Looking inspired decision by you, wasn't it, to find a home at the Cowboys? Just tell us, fill in the listeners, how you ended up there.
Well, obviously I had Toddy at the Warriors, so I enjoyed the way he coached there. So I just, he was in mind when I made my decision.
It was a good one in the end. You know, the thing about it is, and as I said, they look like a team that, if you can use that expression, have that right balance of youth experience. I think about players like yourself, Peter, and Chad, you know, with plenty of games under the belt, and you help guide the likes of Jeremiah Nanai and Lukey. Hamaso's only 20. I mean, Murray Talangi, we saw him playing Origin the other night. I think he's, what, 22. Tommy Dearden, 21. I mean, they're all talented players, and they had a few tough times last year, but now, as the results show, they're looking more and more polished.
Yeah, obviously, it just makes it easier with the group that's been here. They're all fairly young, but not only that, they all want to learn. So that obviously helps the team when everyone in the team just is willing to learn. But, like you said before, Chad's been a big part of this team this year. He's obviously taught a lot of the younger players here, like Tommy Dearden and Drinky Hammer, how to control a game and what you need in certain part of the games. And I think, Chad's just taken that to a next level for them.
When you arrived there in Townsville and you saw them in training, I mean, out of the young guys, any of them that just really stood out, you thought, wow, this guy is just magic, or he's going to be something really special? Who caught your eye?
To be honest, man, there was a lot of them, but how young Jeremiah Nanai, just how young he is and how raw he was, the talent he had. He was something that was, that really caught my eye at the start of the season, and he's only getting better and better each week that comes by, and he's been really good.
Most pundits have the Cowboys in the bottom three this year. Was there much reading into those predictions? Did the squad as a whole feel that they wanted to prove all those predictions wrong?
Oh, not really. I think what carried this team more was where they finished last year. So that was a big talk about in our preseason. So whether we were having a tough time or not, a lot of the times preseason was tough, but the coaches were just reminding us that it's going to hurt, and would we rather feel the pain now or just feel the same as last year? So I think that was a big drive for them this year.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. How hard, compared to other preseasons, how tough was it?
For me, I'd say it was one of the toughest. The heat up here was just something else. Like, it wasn't too much running, like the stuff, like everything, every team sort of does the normal stuff or maybe a bit more. But the heat just seemed to top it off when I was training up here. So, just training in that heat up here, like on top of preseason, it was quite tough for me.
Well, it's starting to bear fruit, isn't it? I mean, your defence has been outstanding this year, and you look a super fit footy team. Tell us a bit about Toddy Payton. What type of coach is he?
I really enjoy the way he coaches. He's just, not only he has a way he wants to coach, but he buys into what his players want and what his players can do. Obviously, he has a game plan, and he'll check it with us, and then he'll just come up to the senior group and see what our thoughts are on what he thinks. And if we have a little decision, he's happy to try it out and see what we're comfortable with. Just little stuff like that. He's happy to buy in. Like, if we're not happy with it, he's happy to change it. Or if he thinks it's going to work, he'll just drive it in for us. And, and he's obviously made us work hard early for what we want, and then he rewards us when he thinks we deserve it.
And he seems to partner well, doesn't he, with your assistant there, Dean Young. I know when Dino retired, Wayne Bennett, the master coach, gave him a big rap and said he's going to be a great coach one day. What sort of element does Dean Young bring to that side?
Yeah, they've actually got a good coaching relationship, those two. One plays bad cop, one plays good cop. And
yes.
So, like, in the preseason, Dean Young was the one that kept reminding Toddy that we were 15th last year. And that's what the bad cop was about. But obviously, it's, it was good for us at the time. And obviously, at the time, we weren't thinking about it. But, yeah, it's obviously paid off for us in the big run. But, yeah, Youngie, he's just the way he gets his messages across. He's another one that understands the players. There's some people that can understand the bigger picture, and then there's some that just need to narrow their focus down into what they need. And I think that's what our coaching staff do pretty good.
Now, the win against Manly last round was particularly impressive for you, wasn't it, Peter, given you probably hadn't found yourself in that match situation so far this year. And by that, I mean having to chase the game, to come from behind to win. I mean, how much confidence does that give you, knowing that you can win from these different situations?
Yeah, it gives us a lot of confidence that we could get away with a game like that. But because those are the games that sort of help you get to the top, into the finals at the back end of the year. But, I think just the belief itself, like, knowing that we hadn't been in a game like that, but the belief just never went away from us. Obviously, we were frustrated, but we just knew if we could just minimise them to a certain amount of points, or not get them too far ahead, that we were always a chance of coming back. And I think that's what was so frustrating, was we needed to stop them from scoring a bit more. Like, obviously, we let in a couple more, but we thought we might have let in, maybe one try too many at the end there just to come back. But, even then, we'd just come back, and the boys just worked hard to get back into the game.
Big game against big brother Brisbane. Just before we get into that, I mean, how have the Origin boys pulled up, Val and Murray and Jeremiah, I guess, not just physically but mentally after that loss?
I haven't really spoken to them yet. Obviously, they would have just gotten yesterday. We had the day off yesterday. And so I think a lot of them are just coming in today just for a recovery session. So, yeah, I'd like to think that that will be focused, put that past them, and knowing that that was just a game that got away from them. Obviously, we know what Queensland can do and what our players can do, and hopefully they can just move on from it.
Okay, got a big game, as I mentioned, against Brisbane. This game's Saturday, 5:30 p.m. at your home ground, Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Do you look at a game like this, and think, oh, they're Brisbane, they're a big brother in Queensland? Do you approach these rivalries differently, or is it just another game?
I suppose it's just for the club. Obviously, my first game, that was my first game against them, was my first game to be a part of something like this for a derby round. It was quite big for the club, not only the club, but the community and the fans. They get right behind it, and it not only means a lot to the club, but, yeah, the community, everyone around there, the game means a lot to them. They enjoy it, and, just that first game, everyone got behind it quite passionately, and you could just see how much it means to everyone around here.
Luciano Leilua, a mid-season signing, how's he fitting in?
Obviously he's been training with the boys. Last week I've been away, but obviously I bumped into him on the Monday I'd come in, and they had training, and he said it was a bit different. It's a bit warmer up here, and that was the first thing I noticed for him. And he seems to be alert. He's doing well with the boys, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he could do for us.
Yeah, without doubt. One more, Petey, before I let you go. I just want to get a word on your old club, the Warriors. This is a big weekend for them, isn't it? Returning home. They haven't played a home game for 1,038 days. What does that mean for the club to finally play in front of a packed house at Mount Smart Stadium?
Yeah, obviously it's massive for them. Being away, they've obviously had a lot of support being away from home, but obviously there's nothing like support from your home ground, your home, your family, everything back there, your backyard. That's the biggest part. So I think, it'd be important for them this game, and no doubt they'll be all going out there to give their best for this weekend's game. But, hopefully for them, for their sake, they can come away with a win.
It'd be nice to see. And hopefully you can come away with a win around 16 Saturday night at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. The Cowboys in third against the Broncos in fifth should be a beauty. Peter Hicko, all the best, and thanks for your time today.
No worries. Cheers. Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
You too. There he is, Peter Hicko, and what a revelation he's been. Trundled out in the number 4 jersey. So just running through that team, looks like all the Origin boys have been named. Drinkwater, Hamiso, Tabuai Fadeau, Val Holmes, Peter Hickey, Talangi, Dearden, Townsend, Jordan McLean, of course, is in that New South Wales squad. Nanai has been named in the back row as well. And Leilua, the man we just mentioned there, his first game for the Cowboys on the bench in jumper number 15. He's a lovely young man, is Peter Hicku.